أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن وللذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 17 and 18 of Surah An-Nisa. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about those who approach promiscuity, then the females amongst them will be under house arrest, the men left to the discretion of the judge. At that time, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would decide their case. But then Allah Ta'ala concluded, فَإِن تَابَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمَا, that if both of them repented and they made amends, then turn away from them. In other words, leave them, let them free. In these two verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about some aspects with regards to Tawbah in itself, that is to repent to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Tawbah in Arabic in actual fact means to return. When a person is in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, he is like a runaway slave, and now he makes Tawbah and he returns to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. Certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it upon himself that for those people who had committed su', for those who have committed evil, in other words, they were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the responsibility upon himself that Allah ta'ala will forgive. That sin that was committed, here Allah Ta'ala says, bijahalatin. Now the word jahala, in actual fact, will refer to ignorance in its common usage, that a person commits a sin because of ignorance. Now it does not mean that if a person had knowledge, and after having knowledge that a sin is a sin, and then he committed the sin, Allah Ta'ala will not forgive. Or if a person commits a sin intentionally, Allah Ta'ala will not forgive. The commentators of the past, Sayyidina Mujahid Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ أَصَابَهُ عَبْدٌ فَهُوَ جَهَالَةٌ عَمَدًا كَانَ أَوْ غَيْرَهُ, that whatever sin a servant embarks upon, it is regarded as jahalat, it is regarded as ignorance. Ignorance here will mean heedlessness. Why the word ignorant is used is because at the time of committing a sin, no matter how it was done, intentional or unintentional, knowingly, unknowingly, at that particular time the individual becomes heedless of the consequences in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the result of that is that heedlessness at that particular time is a form of ignorance, it is a form of jahala. After having committed the sin, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ, then shortly after that, the person makes tawbah, the person seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How short is that short time? Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ibn Kathir, there is a narration that before maut, if it is 1 month, if it is 1 day, if it is a few seconds before, all of that will be regarded as shortly. In other words, in this world, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah of a servant so long as he is not in the pangs of death. Up to that time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah, and that is all regarded as shortly, the shortness of this life. فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. One aspect that we all need to remember is that admission in the courts of Allah Ta'ala is imperative. One is a man, a human being, admits his sin, seeks tawbah in this world before he leaves. If not, tomorrow, standing on the day of Qiyamah, in two or three verses of the Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala alludes to this, that man will stand and then make i'tiraf and admit to Allah Ta'ala on that day it is too late. So this shortly here, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala refers to this material life before a person leaves this world, before the pangs of death. Ulama have expressed that there are two conditions before death that one needs to be quite aware of. One is that when a person comes to that point in his life, especially an ill person, and now all the material means has been exhausted, medication, machinery, science and everything, and now the person loses total hope of any form of remedy, any form of cure whatsoever. Even at that time, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will accept the tawbah of that servant. Now comes the next stage, and that is when the angels of death come to receive the ruh of that person. So long as that person does not see any signs of the hereafter, no angels, no signs of the hereafter, even at that point Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepts the tawbah of that person. When the gharghara, when the pangs of death begin, then the door of tawbah will be shut. In other words, all of that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has referred as shortly. So we need to turn to Allah Ta'ala, seek forgiveness and ask forgiveness from Allah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is Alim. Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing. Allah Ta'ala is all-wise. Allah knows the conditions of our hearts. He knows the sins of our hearts. He knows the sins that we've concealed. He knows the sins that we have disclosed. All of that is known to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is most wise, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala through His wisdom has kept this door of Tawbah open. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala says, and tawbah is not meant for that person who practices ill, who carries out and embarks upon ill deeds. حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. When he comes to the extent that mawt, death becomes present to him, in other words now that gharghara of mawt has begun, قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. At that time he turns to Allah Ta'ala, seeing the signs of the angels coming or certain signs of the hereafter is now impressed upon him. And at that time when a person turns, then that tawbah is not accepted. So hence Allah Ta'ala gives us a lifetime for us to repent to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is the example of Fir'aun, that when he had seen the signs, then he wanted to bring iman. That was too late. And then Allah says, وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. And tawbah is not for that person, in other words, not acceptable for that person who leaves this world whilst they are in a state of kufr. أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدَنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. For them Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has prepared a painful punishment, in other words, that will be in the hereafter. Hence here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us opportunities, and every second of our life is an opportunity to turn to Allah Ta'ala, seek forgiveness and repent to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.